Hello, and welcome to Embark, a journey to supporting your child's faith. Embark is a place for parents who are seeking a way to come alongside their child to help them grow in their faith. Whether your child has a different faith than you or the same faith, we're going to give you the skills and resources to have conversations about God and Jesus and what that means to your child. Embark is here as a resource to help parents support their child's faith through conversation and communication. Congratulations on your venture thus far. I know that your child being offered support in their faith is crucial to their growth they encounter in their relationship with God. I want to take this opportunity to thank you, as a parent, for being a part of Embark, for allowing us to venture together and create a growth opportunity for your child. Thank you for allowing me to support you and to possibly bring up some challenging subject matter. Thank you for letting me into your home, your car, or your office. Wherever you're listening from, your enrollment and participation have been greatly appreciated. Today is the last of our 5 sessions. We'll be chatting about resources, where to find them, and how you know if they're valid within the Christian context. The post attached to this podcast within the session will be full of resources that I've found over the years. The resources we highlight will have components for your children and further resources for you as a parent supporting your child. The question of how do I know if this is relevant and accurate information is one question that I believe we should be asking ourselves any time that we are taking in information. This allows us to be critical within our thinking. So through this podcast, I'm going to talk about some resources that I have found useful within the past years. And in the post, there will be a more comprehensive list for you to connect with. But for the purpose of this cast, I will tell you why I like certain resources. So let's jump in. My first resource I want to talk about is Alpha. I think Alpha Canada does a fantastic job of allowing us to ask questions we may be wondering in a safe environment. Specifically, an environment aimed at people who are asking some of life's biggest questions. Alpha groups often run through churches or nonprofit organizations. Getting connected to a place where Alpha is offered would be an awesome resource to have. I've run Alpha several different times and enjoy both the video series, the one aimed at adults, and the one aimed at youth. Plus, Alpha is a free resource. If you don't feel like going to the full Alpha course, Alpha is still available for free online. The links will be provided within the show notes. The second resource I have is one that I probably use daily. It's called the Bible Project and can be found online and is a free resource. One of the reasons I love this website is because it has content appropriate for both parents and children. They're in the process of breaking down the Bible into themes which are prevalent within the story of the Bible. They are, in my opinion, doing a fantastic job of providing contextually accurate information while making it visibly and intellectually stimulating. There are videos for each book of the Bible that give historical and contextual information necessary for a deeper understanding of Scripture. On a similar note, I have recently just discovered Tim Mackey's podcast, who is a pastor, professor, and the co-founder of the Bible Project. This podcast is great for digging deep into some theological issues and questions. If you are a parent of a child who is asking some very specific theological questions, or you yourself are interested in the specific context of the Bible, this may be a great place for you to go. The next resource I have to mention is the YouVersion Bible app. It's quick, easy, and customizable way to spend time in the Word on a daily basis. Don't get me wrong, I am certainly an advocate for paper Bibles, but in a pinch, the app is a really nice and user-friendly way to enjoy the Word. I like this app because you can choose different topical studies you're interested in and be led through devotions in that way. It can have daily prompts if you or your child is a daily verse type person. It's clean to look at and has the ability to download several versions of the Bible for comparison while studying the Word. All features I've used and appreciate in the application. Like all the resources on this list, it's free to find and to use. Links will be placed in the show notes for you to find it later. The last resource I would like to highlight is an apologetics Bible. Apologetics tackles many of the hard issues with a biblical backing. Many apologetics Bibles have great readings within them to explain faith and difficulties that some people may have. An apologetics Bible was the first Bible that I ever read through, and found the extra side notes and essays really helpful in drawing a fuller picture of the Bible and its context. These resources will help you connect with theology and biblical practices, and allow you to further your conversation with your child. This by no means is a list that covers all of the possible resources that are available. I chose these because I have personal experience with each of them and have enjoyed how user-friendly and biblically accurate they are. This is a great start to a list of resources. We'll be covering a few more in the post following this podcast. I understand you'll be looking in many different places for your resources, and will be gathering information from a multitude of directions. I think that's really smart, and I would encourage you to do so. I have a few things I would encourage you, as a parent, to keep in mind when it comes to looking for information, specifically on biblical topics for your child. First, find material and then cross-reference it. Although discussing scripture is a pastime of many Christians, this doesn't mean that they are contradicting each other. If you read, watch, or listen to some information and hear one thought, you should be looking for information to back that up. The best place to start is always the Bible. Does that thought or belief line up with what you have heard or read in the Bible? Next is to talk about what you're learning. This is basically cross-referencing, but with people. Telling people what you're learning or thinking about gives them an opportunity to agree or disagree. Remember, this is a growth process. We're all growing and have times of being wrong. It's okay to be wrong. It simply means that you're on your way to learning something. Number three is ask us. This goes for much of what we have said in this podcast. If you're wondering if a church you're checking out lines up with what we teach here at camp, feel free to reach out to us and ask. Embark is here to help serve you, to serve your child. Please do not hesitate to ask us. We're here to help. As always, I am thrilled to be on this journey of discovering your child's faith with you. I'm so happy that we got to embark on this journey together. Do not hesitate to reach out if you have further questions. Thank you again for your participation. It is greatly appreciated. Now, enjoy the journey for what it is. Have fun with your child. Talk to them about their faith and enjoy the process as they grow closer to God.